Station, baby, holding it down.
Yeah. The Rep and More Mix is banging revolutionary theme music in season and out of season. We rep Christ. Rep Christ.
Always represent to the fullest.
On C180 Radio.
Shia, Ka, Dulos, Saru, C180 Radio. Shia! Creator, you crazy for this beat, boy. Double Edge Ministries. That's what you wanna hear, right?
That's what you wanna hear, that's what you wanna hear.
Let's get into this.
That's what you wanna hear. That's what you wanna hear, that's what you wanna hear. So that's what you get.
Christ on his way, I'm at your service, homeboy. Get your order straight. Dipped in the pool, washed in blood, call it water weight. And I'm heavy in the fishing, so I like talking bait. Still on my grind, but I'm done getting off the weight. It's ministry, I use the music as a tool. Satan trying to kill us all, he's sending shooters into schools. Rules and regulations try to stop my dedication. It's all a bunch of tradition, they lack education. Yeah, they try to ban me like bad medication. I switched, did the 180, changed my presentation. We're here to turn your heart to Jesus Christ through the music. C180 Radio, let's do this.
Respect, but
misfortune. I've been free from the law, but I'm serving these court orders. Unforgiveness is my pedigree. Say you sorry, better be. And better being mad at you than trying to be a better me. Ain't nothing in my work and trying to demonstrate his worth. And though he showed me plenty grace, I don't extend to other persons. Hurt that anger led to murder. When you pull up on the murder scene, Jesus nailed up on that cross.
Yeah, the murderer was me. 1 Peter 2:23, man. When they used to hurl insults at Jesus, he didn't retaliate. He entrusted himself to the one that judges justly. The gospel manages our anger, you feel me? The solution is to gain a heart that's thankful for grace in Jesus Christ.
I'm made in bread, and I don't really care what they say.
What's up, man? It's your boy Zarude. That was Anger Management, Lecrae featuring Thizzle on the Rehab Overdose Project. And we getting it in with Lil Prophet today, man. His new album dropping tomorrow, To Infinity and Beyond. Y'all inside the Rep Him More mix, man. Y'all know how we do, man. We gets it in every Monday and Friday, man. Y'all keep it locked. Z18.
Now who I be?
P-R-O.
But it don't matter who I is. I tell you who I rep for, it be that K-I-N-G-O-F-K-I-N-G-O. Yes, I'ma put it down for the crowds anytime I get a microphone. Guarantee to put my flesh in the catacomb. Hit him with a little bit of truth, little bit of proof. Little bitty dudes when I say the Lord don't exist. I'ma hit him with the fire, let him know that they alive. Help him see God created this. Back on another track, safe from the world. Ain't the way I'm turning back. Free indeed as a matter of fact. My life for the king, you can run and tell that. Homeboy at the throne, boy. You know what I'm on, boy. Too real, this is no toy. Rep God, I have no choice. I don't want one either. Can't you see the king is cleaning me? I got a backpack full of drags and a keeper down in Mac. Better yet, a ESV. Oh, you ain't feeling me. I'm cool, don't need your accolades. You can keep the fortune vain. That's just your misfortune, man. Not because I'm tight on whack. The Lord, the only one that's great. Through him, now I have been saved. For him, now I am on the shade. Everybody say,
I'm showboat,
but I do cruise on this. So welcome to the boat
show.
Let me get that. I'ma be in it for a little minute, finna rock this day. They be wanting me to star, but they gotta deal with it. Dirty gang, I'm
out of shape.
Let me spread this fame. Spot the spot, drop the plot of God. Run at the gun, hunt at the one. If I'm under the sun, it's gospel, man.
This is how the show goes.
Don't know. Perfectly purchasing, purposely purging me. Gotta be, gotta be.
Jesus, by the power of the Lord, man, my homies hit the street. Dog.
Like I don't care about the wristwatch.
They leave a G-Shock.
This is real, got a brother in Indonesia. Where they persecute is bad on. So I can't ease up. I'd have been put ease up. Jesus, my Ebenezer. If he leads us, who can defeat us? So we living in holy, homie. You know that we be getting it. Say what you want, homie. We know that we gon' live again. My wife to my life to my days and my nights. It gotta be Jesus.
Now let me hear you say.
That was Pro and Cannon with 116. This is Flame with Nonsense, man. Brim the Cool 2012, man. Y'all don't forget it. Let's get it in. C180 Radio.
I was on some nonsense. Crazy how God makes us babies and then gives us souls. Then we enter into this world and sin it. Then takes control and it molds us. Soon as God places in mama's hands like pancake, make us man. I remember as a young boy chilling in the project. So many crazy things I seen I couldn't even process. When you see them
them dope boys. You just think them dudes is cool, selling work and skipping school. Confused like a Rubik's Cube, something deep inside of you
is captured by the nonsense.
Club hopping, pistol popping, bodies dropping. Never noticed nobody ever taught you how to do wrong. It's just the way that we're prone to pick up wrong on our own. And I know I ain't alone, cause dirty we all the same, same. Mama and daddy, Adam and Eve is they name. And even though you and I may not be from the same city, I guarantee it's a fact you had the same comment with me like,
young and dumb, foolish too, I was on some nonsense.
I was on some nonsense, I was on some nonsense.
Young and dumb, foolish too, I was on some nonsense.
I was on some nonsense, I was on some nonsense.
That's what you start off as a young and doing what they say is tight. In the school, getting in fights, in the hood, dealing bites. Then they tell you that it's cool, everybody smoking weed, sleeping round like Mary-Go. Now they got you blowing trees. Then you get a little older, they say let's go hit the club. Now you take a little drink, looking for a stronger drug. Then somebody come up pregnant, you ain't playing Parenthood. Now you sit empty, then should I hit up playing Parenthood? Then you dive a little deeper in the culture and heard this. You don't need to read that Bible, cause that God, he don't exist. You don't need to trust in Jesus, because he was just a man. Please don't listen to them Christians, they have no clue what they're saying. Now you say you hate religion, cause you just wanna be free. Say I'ma do what makes me happy, and whatever pleases me. And whatever pleases me is exactly what I'ma do. I was raptured, I was captured in that state of mind too. But I was
young and dumb, foolish too, I was on some nonsense.
I was on some nonsense, I was on some nonsense.
Young and dumb, foolish too, I was on some nonsense,
yeah. I was on some nonsense, I was on some nonsense.
I love the Father so much, I love the Son so much, the Holy Spirit so much, that I don't wanna turn away. So when the world try to come, when my sin try to come, when my flesh try to come, then I must turn away. I don't wanna break his heart with my lust and my pride. I don't wanna break his heart, cause I trust in my God, and I count it all as lost just so I can know him. They didn't die for my sin, so I can't live for them. Playing hide and go seek. I was dead in my sin, but God made me alive. Together with Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2 verse 5. I'm seated in heavenly places by his grace. I've been saved. I refuse to dig a ditch, go and lay back in my grave. I've been captured by his beauty. I pursue him super hard. Not no hoe with power, money, pleasure, and not a stupid call. I'm not
young and dumb, foolish too. I was on some nonsense.
I was on some nonsense. I was on some nonsense.
Young and dumb, foolish too. I was on some nonsense.
I was on some nonsense. I was on some nonsense.
Yeah, man.
Hey man, y'all join us Orlando, February 26th, man. The whole Z180 team will be down there with Flame. We gonna be getting it in, man. After this commercial, Lil Prophet, proper duck.
Yeah. people are perishing, lack of knowledge on earth. If you don't have a shepherd, then who you listening to? Yeah, yeah.
Yo, what's up? This is your man, Dulos, in the Rep Him More mix on Z180Radio.com. And today, I am chilling with none other than Lil Prophet.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Good, sir. What's good?
Hey, man. Hey. We got the same vision and same grind that you got, man. We just trying to get it in for the kingdom, man.
All day.
So, you know, dude, look, we know you got plenty of things going on. New website. New album about to drop, new singles, all kind of stuff, and you know, we just wanted to make sure that we, we chopped it up with you a little bit and just gave the people an opportunity to hear, you know, what's on your heart and what's going down. So, you know, let's start with the new album, man. Tell us about the title, the release date, and you know, what was the motivation behind it?
All right, yeah, most definitely. To Infinity and Beyond, in stores everywhere, February 1st. 2011. To Infinity and Beyond comes from the basis of Christians, you know, believers, you know, saints of God, disciples, ultimately living in this earth and being around this system, a demonic system, Satan's world. You know, it's hard for us to continue to follow Christ each and every day. It's what we pursue, it's what we need to do, it's our heart's desire to do it, but we can't deny the fact that the enemy is tempting us every single day. And that's what I mean, you know, trying to find God. And this track from the album that is banging, and it reaches to the level of, you know what, God, I need to leave this world, I need to leave this mentality, of how I've been raised in this world system, and ultimately need to find you, your love, your grace, your peace, your understanding and your patience. And so I need to get to you. I'll do whatever it takes if I have to reach that far and leave everything behind, and I'll go to that depth to do that. So I got that concept, man. I ran with it. It's really encouraging, uplifting, music, really faith-based, really simple, man. It's not too complex for a new believer to understand. You know, really didn't be too controversial on the album. And so it, I really kept it fun for people. And so that's what God put in my heart, man. I ran with it, man. It's going to be a success in Jesus' name, so.
Amen. So what was the intended purpose behind it? Sounds like it's definitely going to be motivational in nature. Was that what you were looking for?
Yeah, because doing music and, well, you know, being a minister first before we, you know, be rappers and artists and all that kind of stuff. It is our duty and it is our job to ultimately continue to seek His face on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And crucifying the flesh as often as possible. And I believe that Christians and believers need to hear that uplifting message as much as possible. And that's why, you know, I sent a tweet out today, and I was just praying and thanking God for all the pastors and preachers around this nation who continue to teach the truth of Christ, because, you know, the unsaved need it and the saved need it as well. Because in order for me to teach and to save and to make disciples, man, I got to be saved myself.
Amen.
If I'm continually falling to the ways of this world, man, it's going to be hard for me to walk out. Matthew 28 is to take and make this disciples of this world. It's going to be hard for me to do it. So that was my initial belief for the album. And I like to do creative music. I like to be different. And that's what, like, the cover of the album's very different, man. We got a lot of good feedback on the album cover. Shout out to Rob No Graphics in Memphis. So yeah, man, just staying away from the world system and also trying to reach the love of Christ.
Amen. So, dude, I kind of want to ask you a behind the scenes kind of question. I mean, you and your crew, y'all get it in. I mean, y'all go hard, and you know, anybody who you know, if anybody, you know, ever goes to any kind of, if you love Christian hip hop at all in any way, chances are you already know Lil Prophet. You know, if they only know you by the advertising, they know you. You know, talk to us about, like, your mind frame as far as, you know, how you market and how you organize your record label, because you know, y'all are really serious and y'all are doing some big things. You know, what's the motivation behind that?
I really have to, you know, really thank God for the doors and the mentors that He's opened up for me. You know, first and foremost, my father, my pastor, doctor, who grew up in music, and it was always his dream to be a musician. Didn't really get around to that. Came up, you know, being a doctor and a pastor over a congregation. So his children are running with his dream, and God opened up some doors for a lot of good men of God and ministers to lead us in the correct way, not only in ministry but also in business. I think that we Christian artists really need to understand that this is a business, and we're learning how to be stewards over our financial stability. I've been raised by Petty D, Mr. Dale, Ross Servant, Urban D. Man, so many ministers still pouring into my life. And letting me know what's right to do, what's not right to do. You know, K-Drama, D-Mob, all is poured into a show. Yeah. And I really have to give God the credit for allowing us, you know, not only opening the doors, but beating my pride and saying, you know what, I'm gonna humble myself and listen to what these dudes have to say. Man, they're vets in the game, and they know a lot more than I do. I really do live by faith, man. A lot of us don't work jobs. A lot of us live by faith alone, and rely on, you know, the word to come alive and to be evident in our lives. You know, it's a bunch of teens running around. I'm 23. The youngest artist in the camp is probably 19. Cass, my brother's 26. So we're using this train, and we're running it as far as we can. I mean, it's exciting, it's fun, and it's also a duty of ours to use rap as a tool to spread the truth about God. I mean.
Amen, amen. That's what's up. So, you know, for the people who don't know you for whatever reason, tell us a little bit about, you know, Lil Prophet, you know, when you started, and you know, kind of how the progression has happened, some of the things that you've gone through since you first started, you know, your music ministry.
Okay, definitely. I've been in music for about 8 years. I was an ordained prophet minister when I was about 15, 16 years old. The mantle was put over me, and then, of course, when you're that young, you don't understand. You really don't want to do anything but play around in high school and all that good stuff. So the calling was on my life. I stopped playing around from 16 to 17, really wanted to figure out what this God was about. So I began to seek through the scriptures on my own. You know, I followed my father wherever he went and learned from him. I started writing after that. My first concert I ever did was I rapped another group's kind. It was Cross Movement, Holy Culture. It was I think it was the Tonic. I was like very young, and I rapped this song, and from there I took off. I enrolled myself into a Bible college, Bible school. I have my associate's degree in Christian ministry, and this semester I'll be pursuing bachelor's in biblical studies, which I'll probably leave in 2012. So yeah, man, I understood, and I was definitely the type of person who really didn't dibble and dab and being a thug and pulling guns and selling drugs. I more or less had problems with my inner self and really didn't believe in myself. And think that I would amount to anything that didn't revolve around playing video games or watching TV. Because I had that shy mentality, that shy personality, and really didn't want to talk to anybody. But look, God made me a national recording artist. And, you know, I really had to come out of that shell and, you know, proclaim the truth of Christ. But yeah, man, I'm married now. I have a 3-month-year-old baby.
Wow, congrats, dude.
Yeah, man, it's a learning curve. It's definitely a learning curve for all you fathers out there. I tip my hat to you because I understand how it is. You definitely have to be patient. You definitely have to humble yourself and understand that that you got a lot to learn, especially being in God, because, you know, not all what we men say is right. You know, our wives are sometimes more right than we are, and something I had to understand. So, yeah, I've been running the ministry for a pretty long time. And I do a lot more teaching shows than I do rapping shows, believe it or not, which is actually pretty cool. So I use my gift and talent and knowledge as much as possible. So,
amen. Yeah, dude. I mean, I may have not said it, but just overall, like, your ministry is extraordinary. You know, I had a chance to chop it up with you at Flavor Fest, and overall, you just seem to be like an extraordinary young brother, man. Where do you see God, you know, taking, one, your music ministry, and two, just your ministry as a whole? What are some of the things that you see in your future?
Well, I know that God has spoke over me a lot of international ministry. I've been to Africa once. I've been to Canada. I did a lot of ministry out of the States, of course. So I'm looking to help. I mean, my initial prayer before I even got started, when I knew, you know, me and my dad sat down and did the whole business thing, I said, God, you know what, before I even try to make it big or anything, I want to make a platform and an avenue that other artists like me wouldn't have to grind as much as I had to grind to make a name about myself, so that when they come into the game, all the doors, all the access, all the contacts, all the radio personalities, all the DJs, I already have that. So whenever they do get signed to Real Word, everything already be there. And that was one of my prayers when I was young, man. It came to pass. We've met so many people. And for an example, Rio, he put out the Higher video and the Higher single. which was played last night on DirecTV. He was running with me since I was a little kid, and he's still with me today. But this is just now when he's put out any music. But you know, now he's putting out videos and singles and getting impressed like that. When I first started, I ain't have nothing. So that was like, man, like, look at God, how he brought my prayer to pass, and wow, really have to grind as much as he, you know, like I did, you know,
mm-hmm,
up in the game. That. So that was my initial prayer, and it came to pass, praise the Lord. Real word, man, I see it being a really big door and avenue for a lot of artists to come and just have access to stuff that normal record labels wouldn't really have, you know, let everybody come in and say, you know what, you can use our facility, you can use all our address books, our contacts, you know, the whole nine yards. Because I believe that God gave me so much stuff, I got to give it away. I just got to give it away, man. And that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to bless people as much as possible. Just signed Boy Wonder. And he's got a sick grind, man. He goes around and promotes himself. Doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't wait on anybody. Does it himself. And the kind of people you really want to pour into, and your time, your finances into, and people who got a dream. And so I really see Real Word as a kind of like a ministry before a label, but really helping out these young ministers. So,
Wow, that's cool. Now, you mentioned singles. Talk to us a little bit about the singles, you know, on this album, because you know you're definitely gonna be getting play on Z180. You already have been, so that's not gonna change. But you know, just talk to us a little bit about the singles, and I mean, what your plans are for the album. But you know, tell us what you got in store for us.
Okay, definitely To Infinity and Beyond. We dropped the Proper Duck single a couple months ago. Proper Duck was a nickname my brother Cass gave to me a long time ago when we were just going buck wild in the studio. and it stuck with me for a while. And it really came out when, you know, we got caught up in I got caught up in a lot of controversy concerning a lot of stuff that I wasn't afraid to voice my opinion on that is in the scriptures. In local areas, and you know, sometimes I believe that us Christian artists really shouldn't be afraid to open up about ourselves and how we believe, but in right context and not really putting our own ideologies in it, but using it in the right context and, you know, being creative about it. And so I did that song, and Proper Duck is basically a song about, you know, what it doesn't matter what anybody say about you, it just matters what God promised that he would do for you, and to continue to go hard for your dream and don't ever stop. So, you know, I caught a lot of slack on it. I've heard that it was a diss track, it was a warning shot and all this. But we did the music video for it. Shout out to Space Cherry Films. And Juice 2020, it did a really good job in Tampa, and Brandon shot the music video for that. We're probably gonna go ahead and run with the Jesus Over Everything track with D-Mob and Ross, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Much love to D-Mob and Raw. They're awesome men of God, awesome ministers who taught me a lot of what I know. Concerning, you know, music-wise, so we're gonna plan to shoot that out, and you know, we'll see what the DJs say about the rest of the songs, and then we'll probably I gotta talk to DJ Will and Zerub and see what, you know, whatever songs people like. So
that's what's up. Well, hey man, before we get out of here, I want to make sure everybody knows again the release date, website, where they can buy the album, and any other contact information you want to give out.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, family. Thank you, all the fans. Thank you, all the ministers. Of course, Z180, the Dulos, and Zerub. Lil Prophet, To Infinity and Beyond. Big shout out to my man KJO and Dominionaire. He allowed me to co-promote with him on this release date. To Infinity and Beyond will be everywhere digital for right now, February 1st, 2011. Pray that the numbers do good so we can get in the stores. TheRealWordRecords.com will be a brand new site. Shout out to Eshawn Burgundy. That will be unveiling on the first two. Check out the Proper Doug music video trailer that West Coast Fire exclusively released. Shout out to P-Dub, but it's on my YouTube now, youtube.com/LittleProphetTV. And Proper Doug music video will be out probably in a month or two. Facebook.com/LittleProphetMusic. You can hit me up there. Shout out to all the artists who want to do features. Hit me. We can get it in. Twitter.com/LittleProphet. Continue to promote the album, y'all. Let's support each other's ministry. Support K-Jo. Support Lil Prophet. Shout out to Sean Searcy in Chicago. He got a new project coming out. Mary Mary's got a project coming out on the 1st, I believe. But that's about it, man. Big shout out to Real World Records, Vice President Dr. Kelsey, Cass, Triple D, my whole Real World fam, Petty D, Mr. Dale, Ross Servant, love y'all family, and we praying big success for this album.
Amen, amen. Hey, dude, we about to get out of here, man. Thanks, bro, for everything. We over here at Z180, man, we appreciate your heart, bro. And we just encourage the whole Z180 audience and family to go out and support this dude. Let's make this this album real big, and let's make sure that we see it in Best Buy and all the other record stores around the nation.
This is Jesus Over Everything, Ross Servant, D-Mob, Lil Prophet.
Yeah, man.
Let's get it in.
Ross Servant, Lil Prophet, D-Mob. Let's go.
Differently. Long as his name is exalted, you ain't gotta mention me. Do his will, so I'm not unstable in my ways. I got Jesus over everything, cradle to the grave.
I got Jesus over everything. Thing, even my knees.
and shady. Call Slim Shady, tell him I wanna talk, cause my guys got love for him. He can't block, so block this and block that. Haters wanna talk mess, all I hear is nonsense. Arguing is godless, the bottom line is always the bottom line, man. Jesus loves you with a love that don't come with strings, man. Put away your violins and your sob stories, baby. This ain't no reality TV, no edits, baby. Call in the singers and bring the cavalry, cause I got Jesus, he's my everything.
We got Jesus over everything.
Hey, this is the title track from Lil Prophet, man. Call to Infinity and Beyond, man. Z180 Radio.
I'm in outer space, homie. I am not from here. The ways of this world is confusing. It sucks, dear. They promote violence and same-sex marriages. Adam wasn't long, but a female, check your heritage. I swear they try to trick ya. The man is a cunning dude, but I'm a discerner. The scripture, what I'm running to. I get it, break it down, dissect it to the T. If you follow after Christ, then you follow after me. That's Peter.
Jesus Christ is God. Rise above the status quo, we and out the crowd. Go
and outside. In this cold, cold world, competing for God's child. That's why. See, that's why we need the Lord, man. To get all these things competing for our time, our attention, our affections. Christ should be premier above all things. Let's talk about it some more. Big J, big E, big S, period. Big U, big S, big C, period. H-R-I-S-T, man, period. No name dropping, but Christ is superior. To all stars, no flaws, no faults, no wrongs, no crooks. Christ is alive, and if I wasn't a disciple and I wasn't in the Bible, a certain rapper would probably be my idol, of course. I would be off course. Big chains, big things, big dreams, extremely divided like split screens. Between us, demon and Christ, as king of my portion, or pushing them out to get things, that's why. Hey, I know I ain't done yet, right? Had to bring a little help with me. Pastor, father of faith, ambassador. Yeah, let me get this with you. Big J, big E, big S,
stereo.
Big U, big S, big C,
stereo.
H-R-I-S-T, man,
stereo.
You lose when you choose that which is inferior. Imperial, king on the throne. Either love him or leave him alone. But you can't do both, it's either or. The lamb or the lion at wars. Son of man or the rider on a horse. Much more than a product in the store. Choose ye this day or see the hand that is writing on the wall. No, he is not coming at all. All eyes on him. Hold your jewels, we got a priceless gem. Cause who else can pay the price for sin? Nobody. And built the whole body like a private gem. Nobody, nobody but him. He's Superman, but godly, your body to Clark Kent. Yeah, he came to save the day. Why would you trade in the play in a crooked world that is fading away? Candy painting wood grain decay. Okay, but Christ will never leave, man. He came to stay. So never mind.
Hey, that joint is still banging, man. Truth in the basket of man. Starstruck. Hey, Z180 Radio, rapping more mix. It has been a pleasure. Pick up that Infinity and Beyond by Lil Prophet tomorrow, man. Hey, support the movement.
Yeah, man, what's good?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, yo, what up, man?
You're listening to Z180 Radio. The Rapid More Mix with Sarub. Mondays and Fridays. Mars Hill with Dulos. We make known the unknown God every Wednesday. And we can't forget the catacombs. Where we take a weekly excursion in a holy hip-hop underground. Every Thursday, we keep our ear to the street.
All over the streets.
We found